Attention. We interrupt your usual programming to bring you a special audio intelligence report from the Victory Unlimited show.
Men, today is the big day. Everywhere you go, all the advertising slogans that you've been hearing, and all the Say It With Flowers commercials that you've been seeing, and all the hints that many of our dates, girlfriends, and wives have been throwing out at us all culminate into one event. Valentine's Day. That's right. Madison Avenue's campaign to get men all over the world to express their affection for the women in their lives by saying it with jewelry has all been for today. For many men, Valentine's Day might as well be the same as Election Day. Why? Because in the eyes of most of the women you know, and in the eyes of society at large, you've been elected to show the lady in your life that she's also the love of your life. What's more, you're also obligated to display how you feel about her to everyone she knows. Valentine's Day, more than any of the other holidays, even Christmas, even Mother's Day, or even her birthday, is the holiday that shows men's appreciation for women, and very publicly at that. And woe be it unto any man who dares question his need to observe it. However, this year, more so than any other, there's been a backlash by a lot of men against this holiday. Some have been very vocal about the opposition to the pressure that they say they feel over having to perform on this day of the celebration of all things romance. And the reason that they are in rebellion is simply because they feel that Valentine's Day really is not a celebration of all things romance, but rather just a celebration of only one side of the romantic equation. The woman's. You needn't look far to see evidence of just how out of hand this backlash against Valentine's Day has gotten. It should come as no surprise to anyone listening that there's a war going on over Valentine's Day. And what this war is really about is, what's in it for men? Now, my intel tells me that there are reports of men dumping their girlfriends right before the day arrives. You know, just to avoid feeling like they have to honor it. But on the other hand, there are also reports of chronically unfaithful men exploiting some of their women's desperate need for validation by enticing them into forgiving them of the unforgivable. You know, just by putting a few extras on their Valentine's Day gift. And the latest report that I've received was that there are some men out here who have just chosen to boycott Valentine's Day altogether. No matter where you stand on this holiday, there's no way of getting around the fact that there's a definite disconnect between how some men now view it as opposed to how they used to view it. For some men, it's become a battle of wills, whims, and ideals. Rather than a day of hearts and flowers, it's become more like a choice between guns and roses. But is avoiding this day, boycotting this day, or manipulating this day to your own ends really the best way to deal with the perceived inequities that Valentine's Day represents in the minds of a lot of us men? Well, that's a question that every man must answer for himself. Here at the Victory Unlimited show headquarters, we're not interested in fighting any war over Valentine's Day. We're more interested in fighting through the facade to expose what this disagreement between men and women is really all about. What this seems to be about to the Valentine's Day haters is what they consider to be a lack of reciprocity. In other words, the opposition can usually be boiled down to just one question. Again, what's in it for men? Sex? Maybe? Well, Most men who are already in healthy, exclusive relationships or marriages enjoy this regularly with the women in their lives anyway. Or, for those who aren't in healthy relationships or marriages, for those who don't get sex on the regular, well, they just tend to get it by cleverly slipping an item or two of lingerie into their lady's Valentine's Day goodie bag as a not-so-subtle enticement. But the bottom line is that whether it's by trick or treat, all most guys get out of the deal is sex. That's right. No matter how much money men spend, no matter how big the romantic hoops men jump through, and no matter how big, bold, and public the declaration of love that they make is, their reward is always the same. Yes, sex. And sometimes they even have to be lucky to get that. However, now I ask you, is this really a fair, equitable, or even a satisfying exchange between couples? Couples that already enjoy a multifaceted relationship all the rest of the 364 days of the year? That is the question. And each and every couple should answer it as truthfully as possible. My intel tells me that letting this question remain unanswered is a major cause of all of the blowback that comes from those men who take issue with the observance of this particular holiday. In my estimation, most men's time would be better served by just letting the worthy women in their lives simply have this day for themselves. That's right. As manufactured and commercialized a day that it may be, he probably should just let her have it. Again, this is if she's a lady in his life that's worthy of receiving this kind of honor in whatever creative ways he chooses to show it. But I would only sign off on this relationship peace treaty under one condition. She must also pick a day to recognize, honor, and publicly celebrate him as being a very significant person in her romantic life. You know, just as he has chosen to do so for her. I know. A radical idea, isn't it? But, what if the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th, was annually observed by millions of women all over the world and called something like My Great Guy Day? What if guys received the same quality of gifts at work from their girlfriends or wives that they routinely give? What if women were bombarded by radio, internet, and television ads all day, 24/7, for a month and a half straight prior to My Great Guy Day? What if guys had great expectations of what kind of gifts that their girlfriends were going to be giving them on My Great Guy Day, like women have for guys on Valentine's Day? The answer, of course, is who knows? Furthermore, long after you've listened to what I'm saying and you've had a little time to really think it over, ask yourself this. Is it really realistic that most women would ever adapt to, or observe such a radical idea as My Great Guy Day for showing their romantic appreciation for the men in their lives? The answer, once again, is who knows? But think of it this way. Even if just some of them did, wouldn't it be great to see just what kind of effect something like that would have on men's views of Valentine's Day and women's views on the nature of romantic relationships in general? Who knows? This is Victory Unlimited, signing off. You have been briefed.
This has been a special audio intelligence report from the Victory Unlimited show. We now return you to your regular programming.